This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. How do you make fun of Nazis? Errol has a story with some ideas. Brought to you by a German town that has been dealing with Nazi marches,
Wunsiedel,
for quite a few years. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us here at the toll-free number if you want to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. It's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in here. It's Skype username lrn.fm. You can bring up anything that you want. We still on the way tonight, by the way, if we get a chance, and I don't know if we will, but we've got some Venezuela updates. We haven't talked about them in a couple weeks here on Free Talk Live, so we'll tell you what's going on. And it is, if you've been paying attention to Venezuela, probably not going to be too much of a surprise, but nonetheless, it's still worth talking about. So, let's see. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This town, this German town,
yes,
has been dealing with these neo-Nazi marches to a great, what was a grave site of Hitler's like right-hand guy.
Yes, Rudolf Hess.
And the town like tried to remove the grave, and they tried to make it, you know, life difficult on the marchers. But then they took a lighter approach and decided to use the marchers, the Nazi marchers, to donate to charity in
right.
a kind of a unique way.
What they call the Germany's most involuntary walkathon, where residents of the town and business owners pledged to donate 10 euros, approximately $12.50 U.S.,
mm-hmm.
to a program to help people leave right-wing extremist groups, that group called Exit Deutschland. They turned the march into a mock sporting event. Someone stenciled start, a halfway point, and then a finish line.
And what were the points at which the 10 euros were to be donated? It was per kilometer? Or was it
per meter.
Per meter?
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty good.
I think that's what
that's
it was.
Add up.
Yeah, for every meter.
Okay.
So they wound up raising, in 2014, they wound up raising 10,000
yeah.
euro.
Wow.
They had signs, colorful signs, according to the article, the best signs.
Right,
one of
Nazis
them said,
color.
If only the Führer knew, and another said, Mein Mumpf, which translates to my munch. They hung that over a table full of bananas. A sign at the end of the route thanked the marchers for their contribution to the anti-Nazi cause, and they were showered with rainbow confetti.
Mm, love it.
The approach spread to several other German towns and even one in Sweden. This week, following the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, Wunsiedel has come back into the news. Experts in nonviolent protests say it could serve as a model for Americans alarmed by the resurgence of white supremacist movements
yeah.
who are looking for an effective way to respond and who might otherwise be tempted to meet violence
with
violence.
Yeah, that's certainly a huge issue. It's you end up with one group being violent or promoting violence, and then the other group ends up being violent, and it's like you're supposed to be the nonviolent group, or that's
well,
what
that's what happened in Charlottesville where
yeah.
you had the Antifa fighting with the white supremacists.
This is a much better idea.
I agree, and this is a brilliant idea as long as you can get most people behind it. But if all of a sudden a group of people shows up who wants to fight, how do you deal with that? That's the tricky part.
Right, and, well, that's one of the things about, liberty. You can't centrally plan liberty,
right.
So if some a-hole decides he's going to get into a fight,
yep.
no amount of mocking people is going to deter somebody from what they're really set upon doing.
Right.
The article here continues. The author says, those I spoke with appreciated the sentiment of the anti-fascist demonstrators who showed up in Charlottesville, members of some anti-racist groups with militant roots who were willing to fight people they considered fascist. Maria Stefan, a program director at the United States Institute of Peace, said, I would want to punch a Nazi in the nose, too, but there's a difference between a therapeutic response and a strategic response. The problem, she says, is that violence is simply bad strategy. Violence directed at white nationalists only fuels their narrative of victimhood.
Yeah, I saw this quote earlier.
Hounded, soon-to-be minority who can't exercise their right to free speech without getting pummeled. It also helps them recruit, and more broadly, if violence against minorities is what you find repugnant in neo-Nazi rhetoric, then you're using the very force they're trying to overcome, says Michael Nagler, the founder of the Peace and Conflict Studies Program at the University of California, Berkeley.
I think that is so important, and I really am a big advocate of what they're talking about. And another way to put it is what you resist persists. And, you know, the idea being that, and she's right, you can look at Cantwell's rhetoric, Christopher Cantwell, the guy who's been getting all the headlines, the former co-host on this show who we booted out a couple of years ago when we found out that he was a racist. But you can look at, you know, what he said back was like, you know, look at all these Antifa people out here trying to fight us. These are the ones who are being violent. We're just defending ourselves. I mean, the lady in the Vice documentary joked about it. She said, like, oh, you guys are the ones who are advocating peace. And that's what they were trying to say after the fact was,
right,
you know, that they're the ones advocating peace and now they're being attacked and this is all evidence of how they're being persecuted. It's exactly what that lady said.
Yes, the article here continues. It says, most important, perhaps, violence is just not as effective as nonviolence.
Mm-hmm.
In the 2011 book, Why Civil Resistance Works, Dr. Stefan and Erica Chenoweth,
we had her on the show,
examined how struggles are won. They found in over 320 conflicts between 1900 and 2006, nonviolent resistance was more than twice as effective as violent resistance in achieving change. And nonviolent struggles were resolved much sooner than those with violence.
Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. We've got Ice Bam calling in from North Carolina. Ice Bam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I ain't talked to y'all guys in like 2 years, but I'm going to talk to y'all today because I got something to talk about.
All right, welcome
normally,
back. Go ahead.
No problem. Normally, I listen to different platforms, you know what I mean? I listen to y'all guys standing, just to get different perspectives. And I kind of feel where y'all coming from, and y'all feel as though, well, not you personally, but a lot of, like I said yesterday, a lot of white folks feel as though a lot of races are coming down on y'all unfairly and trying to push y'all from the top. Maybe not you feel that way, but a lot of folks feel that way. It is what it is, right? But the point I'm trying to make is this right here. Like I said the other day, in the 80s, I went to the temple, okay? Because I felt as though, just like a lot of these guys, it was like black pride. I felt as though these guys were strong, they may be prideful, and I went there and listened to the minister. But as I listened to talk, I noticed that he didn't like Jews very much. But I hate Jews, so I stopped going. So I asked you this question right here. The president said there was a lot of fine good people at the march. Where was they at? Because to me, right, they couldn't do the same thing I did. I left.
Hold on a second. I couldn't quite make out what you said there. The president, did you say something? The president?
Oh.
Donald Trump, not too long ago, said that there were some fine people involved in the march in Charlottesville.
Meaning he was talking about the alt-right? He was talking about...
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever. My point I'm trying to make right here. If you find people, right, to do what I did, in the moment somebody starts talking that hate stuff, they would have left. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not quite going for that fine people.
I agree with you.
I'm going by myself. So I burn out. I'm going by me. If I'm going to leave, then they could have left it. They didn't leave.
Yeah, absolutely right.
I'm sorry. They must agree with it. Now,
yeah, if you're walking along, as long as you're not there from the media recording what's going on, then yeah, you're with the Nazis if you stay in that march. Huh?
You stand there and they start talking about hate people, sending people some people to turn around and leave. First, point blank. There's no discussion. There's no thinking about it unless you agree. Now, if you give a whisper, that's being complicit. Now, look, if a black person go around and punch a white person in the face, I'm going to stop. I'm going to say that's not right. You know what I mean? Because white is white. I don't care about this color stuff. Get away from this color stuff, right? White is white. Wrong is wrong. I was around 100-something years ago. You wasn't around back then. I wasn't around back then. Let it go.
I'm
let
with you.
Let the statues go. Let the flags go. Because it's poor, right? Let's be real about this. It's like a swastika for me as a black person.
I love it. I appreciate the perspective. Your phone connection isn't the greatest, but we're going to let you go. But I want to say thank you for the call. I couldn't really find anything to disagree with there. I appreciate hearing from you. And it sounds like you might be on the road, so drive safe out there. We're coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. I agree. Let it go.
Yep.
You know, the past is what it is, and all we can do is change ourselves from this point forward. And if you were, you know, if you're marching with racists and you're not carrying a video camera from Vice, then you're probably, you know, going to be seen as one of those racists. More coming up here in moments. 855 450 free, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
And you can now decide whether you want to mine Bitcoin or the new Bitcoin Cash. Looks like Bitcoin Cash is quickly becoming possibly the number one most profitable Bitcoin to mine. We can talk more about that coming up here in moments. But whether you want to get into original Bitcoin mining or Bitcoin Cash mining, you can check out the Bitcoin.com pool. Now, personally, I'm still mining the original Bitcoin at the moment, simply because there's just not enough play in the Bitcoin Cash pool to really make it, in my opinion, worth it. Because if there's not enough hash power, the odds that you're going to hit one of those blocks are very, very slim. And so, therefore, you know, there's not really much to do over in the Bitcoin Cash pool, at least right now, at Bitcoin.com. But there's plenty of power on their regular Bitcoin pool. So you go to pool.bitcoin.com, and anytime you want, you can switch between one and the other if you've signed up. And you can get involved for a very small investment. Now, there's a 100% uptime guarantee, and their website is very easy to use. The nice thing about pool.bitcoin.com is that it's all off-site. You don't have to have a server and a rack in your house, you know, cranking away, generating heat and noise, and possibly breaking down. If you don't know the technical side of Bitcoin
running
mining,
up your utility bills,
right? Yeah, if you don't know the technical aspects of Bitcoin mining, it's a difficult thing to get into. So that's why you hire the professionals to do it over at pool.bitcoin.com. You give them some Bitcoin, they put it into the system, you get some hash power, and then over time, you'll get Bitcoin back. The question is, how much will you get? Well, there's a handy calculator that will help you estimate what you could make based on what you invest over at pool.bitcoin.com. Obviously, there are no guarantees, but pool.bitcoin.com. So far, it's been working for me. I went with a six-month package. Mark went with the full lifetime package when he signed up. And now it's the lifetime of the equipment, not your lifetime. But anyway, go to pool.bitcoin.com, and you can get involved there. And there's also some other cool stuff at bitcoin.com, like learning the basics about Bitcoin, their news site, which has all kinds of good information about the Bitcoin world, over at bitcoin.com. Let's go to Wayne. He's in St. Louis. Wayne, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Daryl.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a few points.
Yes, sir.
Anytime statistics are brought up, you guys suddenly start shimmying around, like the previous caller was talking about. But why did you guys move to New Hampshire in the first place? You guys are so against people, you know, taking off and segregating. You segregated yourself from a whole, you know, area of people that you didn't agree with. So why are you so against these people?
Well, there's nothing wrong with people who want to go and join whatever kind of society they want to. There's, in my opinion, a difference between segregating based on ideas and segregating based on skin color, which is what the people like Chris Cantwell are advocating.
Chris Cantwell is advocating forced segregation, not voluntary segregation.
I wouldn't put those words in his mouth necessarily.
Isn't that what he said?
It depends on who you talk, on who he's talking to. On this show, he said that he'd be fine with, you know, If I asked him if he had his own little white city or whatever where only white people were allowed, and we lived in our city where everybody who wanted to come was allowed, would he invade us? And he said no. So, you know, as long as he's able to kind of have his own little thing, he seemed like he would be okay with that. So he didn't want to, like, commit genocide against, you know, the
but
the
if somebody he doesn't like moved into his city, he would be fine with removing them from
presumably
his city.
He would, yeah, in that case. And if it was private property, then, you know, they would have that right to do that. So libertarianism isn't incompatible with being an a-hole.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think it's a bad idea, actually. Just like, segregate different people of different political persuasions.
Political persuasions, but that's the big difference here, right? Like, those are people who cannot get along. I can get along fine with anybody, regardless of the color of their skin, their gender, where they were born, what their religion is, so long as they don't want to use aggressive force against me. So I would like the people who want to use aggressive force against me to stay away. So, yes, I would not mind being away from those people.
But that's the problem. That's when statistics can come in. I live in right across the bridge from St. Louis and East St. Louis. It's one of the worst areas in the country. And you live in, you know, this little college town in New Hampshire where it's, 97% white. So you wouldn't understand how it is here. Why don't you come and switch me spots for a week, and then we'll see if you still feel the same way.
I used to live in Florida where there's all kinds of non-white people down there, so I don't really get your point.
I used to live in Birmingham, Alabama.
You lived
in the hood. Where I was the minority, and I never had a problem with any kind of, you know, criminal violence at all.
I've always been a minority. I'm gay. I've always been a minority everywhere I've lived.
Yeah, right. So, Wayne, I mean, I'm sorry you've had a bad experience with some people, but I've had bad experiences with white males, you know, white young males in my past. Does that mean that all white young males are bad? No, it doesn't mean that at all. Individuals should be judged based on their individual actions and the things that they say and do, not the color of their skin.
I'm not saying anybody's bad. I'm saying we have to pay attention to statistics.
No, we
like
don't.
Earlier... When
no,
you were
really
talking
don't.
About guns, no, earlier you was talking about guns, and you said, well, we don't have to worry about that in New Hampshire. Well, you don't have to worry about that in New Hampshire. But then you said, but if you was in a place like Chicago, you'd have to worry about it. Why is that?
Cause, yeah, it's because you're not allowed to have a gun in Chicago.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know that. I'm not quite sure.
You got a bunch of armed criminals running around shooting each other every night. You got 20...
Uh-huh. Yeah, and normal people are not allowed to defend themselves because normal people who are not, you know, armed criminals, illegally arming themselves, normal people are, you know, not armed, and so therefore they are defenseless against...
Basically, everybody in Chicago that owns a gun is a criminal because it's illegal... In
yeah,
Chicago,
right,
to
much.
Legally own a firearm.
Yeah, it's you know, we're talking about statistics here. It's not that statistics are a problem; it's that statistics lie, or they can be manipulated. And,
That's true.
So when you bring up statistics, it's not so much that maybe they're wrong, right or wrong, but sometimes it doesn't even matter because you know it's kind of like before when we were talking about violent crime. I mean. Statistically, it's so small that you're going to be impacted by violent crime that it's not worth worrying about. Yes, there are certain areas where it's more you're more likely to be negatively impacted by violent crime, but generally speaking, within the United States, it's really, really, really super low. And if you live in an area where there's a lot of violent crime, this is what's great about America. You can move. This is what's great about freedom. You can move.
Then that's the whole point of the, I'm not saying I'm a white nationalist. I'm just saying that's the whole point of them. You guys should be totally with them on this. You should give them whatever. They give them Alabama. And then you won't have to deal with them kind of people. But when people get mad,
first of all, I can't
them
give them anything. I have said that I think that they should go live in their own place. I think that, you know, if that's what's going to make them happy, then please get away from my society. I'm not interested in having, you know, a racist group living close to me if I can avoid it. So, yeah, I think that they should have their own little place, and I don't think it should be New Hampshire. I think it should be, you know, some little corner of North Dakota.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily object to New Hampshire as long as we had separate, like, ruling areas, like, if you follow. Like, I mean, I don't see, there's not necessarily a problem. I wouldn't necessarily have a problem with having a group somewhat near me, right?
It would not make me happy to have a group of neo-Nazis
I'd rather have freedom and be living somewhat near another group and be able to stay away from them at the same time.
Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from.
Then have all my rights taken away.
Yeah, but that's where you are pretty hypocritical.
Yeah. Hang on, Wayne. We'll let you say what you
got. You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Also, don't forget to get interactive over on our website. We've got an email sign-up box there on the front page where if you want to be kept in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live, you just sign up for those emails. We'll send them to you on a once-a-week basis. And you'll know what's happening. If you sign up through freetalklive.com, you'll find that box for the sign-up right there on the front page toward the top in the middle of the page. So check that out. And it's Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio here. Wayne is on the line in St. Louis. Wayne, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you were saying something about somebody here's a hypocrite on something, but we ran out of time there, so go ahead.
I was just saying... You're a hypocrite, Ian, because you said you didn't want to live by white nationalists, neo-Nazis, or whatever you was calling them. But you lived across the street from Chris Cantwell, and even when he moved down the block, you still hung out with him, even though he was fired for being a racist on your show. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's because, as I've said, I'm a minister of peace with the Shire Free Church, and I believe that, and while I respect people who are ostracizing Chris, I completely respect their opinions and their decisions to do that. I have chosen to not do that. I have chosen to show him compassion, to show him love. And there's, you know, that's why I continue to remain friendly with Chris.
And you've still hold out some hope that he will see the error of his ways?
I don't think it's likely, but, you know, I would like that to happen, and I don't think that he's going to see it unless he has the opportunity to, you know, to talk to some people who have different opinions than him. And, you know, if all he gets into is this racist echo chamber, then I don't think that's a good thing. But that's different. Me saying that I'm willing to continue being compassionate towards Chris is different than saying that I would want to live next to more people like Chris. I don't want to have more people like that around. That's why I'm trying to, you know, have whatever influence I can to avoid
that. You consider Chris a friend, though. You still consider Chris a friend, even though he's a neo-Nazi.
So,
do you agree with all your friends? Everything your every view of all the friends you have, or do you only like exclude everybody that doesn't have exactly the same views as you?
I pretty much exclude people that don't think like me.
All right. Well, you have a nice night. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's your life. It's your, you know, you get to decide who you hang around with. And I can tell you this. I have been ostracized because I won't be like Wayne, because I won't exclude people who aren't just like me or, you know, similar enough to me, because I'm still willing to talk with people like Chris Cantwell or J.P. Freeman or some of these other controversial characters who've sort of popped up in this movement.
Yeah.
I have been ostracized. I know you've felt a little of this as well over your, you know, being somewhat close to J.P., who was a controversial cop blocker for a while.
I certainly cringe at, you know, some of the stuff that comes out of JP's mouth, I cringe at, and I don't necessarily like what comes out of his mouth all the time. But I do think a lot of stuff he's going out there on the street and filming. I think that's a good thing. So
sure, and
I can get behind that aspect of it at least.
Yeah, and that's why I say I can find things to appreciate about even people who hate me. You can ostracize whoever you want. I'll choose to do my ministry to whoever I want to. Let's go to David. He's in Keene, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hi. Did they pass on the little blurb about what I'm going to say?
Says here, Chris Cantwell is Ian's fault. That's all the information I have.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's your fault that there was a headline for racist on the Keene Central newspaper.
How's that my fault?
Because you gave him the right topic to come here. You cajoled him to come here.
I don't know if it's because you're yelling into your phone, but you're distorting, so you might want to back up off your phone.
I'm not sure how good this phone is.
Okay, try again.
Because you cajoled him to come here. You wanted him to come here badly.
I didn't cajole him to come here.
Did you even know him before?
No, actually. In fact, he didn't even know. This will surprise you, David. I'm going to put you on hold because there's a lot of noise coming from the line. But and thanks for actually asking that question, because when Chris Cantwell originally moved here, he had never even heard of Free Talk Live. So, you know, every now and then there's people that'll move here and they've never heard of Free Talk Live. And I always love it when that happens, because it means this movement is much larger. We've got people coming in from all kinds of different aspects in life. So somehow he had found the Free State Project, even though we were one of the most sort of popular methods for people finding the Free State Project. Not everybody found it through Free Talk Live. A lot of people found it just through word of mouth or some other kind of internet exposure that the Free State Project had. And so, Chris, I remember actually when Chris first moved here, I remember inviting him on Free Talk Live. Because remember, when he moved here, for those of you just tuning in, Christopher Cantwell was not a known racist. He did not give any kind of evidence that he was a racist whatsoever. He was an angry libertarian who had a chip on his shoulder about the police. And that wasn't prohibited on Free Talk Live, because that's not an uncommon view in the libertarian movement.
Right.
And so I actually asked him if he wanted to come on Free Talk Live. And back then, old Chris, who didn't, he kind of just made fun of it, like, oh, what's that? You know, your little internet show or whatever. And I was like, well, Chris, what's on, you know, 100-something radio stations? And he still kind of just dismissed it, actually, as though it were not important or no big deal. So actually, the reality is, David, you're wrong. We weren't even on his radar at all.
Well, it's like this. He got ostracized by the libertarian movement in New Hampshire, and you still gave them a warm, comfortable, welcoming area down here.
Yeah, just like I did with you, David, when people were trying to ostracize you completely. I was still willing to talk to you and make amends with you, but you are still holding a grudge. So, you know, well, I treated you the same way as I treated Chris Cantwell, but unlike Chris, you've been pretty nasty towards me.
Well, I've just told the truth, that's all.
And you just made that crap up tonight. You weren't telling the truth when you called in tonight.
I guess we have different versions.
Oh, well, mine came straight from Chris Cantwell. Where'd yours come from?
There's a lot of people in this town that know you are associated with Chris Cantwell, and they do attribute the fact that he's here to you.
Well, just because people in this town are ignorant...
That doesn't make it true.
Doesn't make it true. Thanks for the call, David. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I actually had this is obviously getting a little bit more personal, but just since David wanted to bring it up, David had an issue here at the Keene Activist Center, just in the same way that Chris Cantwell had an issue with the Keene Activist Center. In fact, both David and Chris were at one time kicked out of the Keene Activist Center. Chris was kicked out because of his views about violence with the police, and David was kicked out over some of the females in the Keene Activist Center or associated with the Keene Activist Center being uncomfortable with his presence. In both cases, I continued to try to, you know, be kind to both Chris and David. In fact, I even met with David for an arbitration session with Mark Edge, who's one of our normal regular co-hosts. And I thought that it went pretty well. We both ended the arbitration with a hug, and everything seemed to be okay. But then David continued to drag my name through the mud outside of that. So it's unfortunate that he continues to hold on to a grudge, because I did vote to remove him from, just like I voted to remove Chris, I voted to remove David from the Keene Activist Center. But just because that's true, just because I voted for those things, doesn't mean that I hate those people. It doesn't mean that I have harbor any ill will towards David or anything like that. And some people hate me because I wasn't strongly against David enough, in the same way that some people hate me because I wasn't, because I didn't completely shun Chris. Some people hate me because I didn't completely shun JP. So the path of sort of loving imperfect people results in even more people despising me, which is just, you can't please everybody.
Right.
No, you really just
can't. You can never please everybody.
And the best thing you can do is just try to be as true to your own self as possible, because if you're not, if you're doing the things that other people want you to do because you want to make those other people happy, then you're just subverting who you really are, and you're becoming those other people. And those other people, I have found, tend to be angry people who don't know how to let things go. And I don't want to be one of those people. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I think letting things go is important, but also remembering, you don't want to forgive somebody and then trust that person again if they've, like, robbed from you or whatever, but you can still treat that person like a human being if you see them in the streets. You don't have to loan them money anymore. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free and bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, if you appreciate what we do here on Free Talk Live, you probably will like LRN.FM, which is our internet network that not only features Free Talk Live, but also dozens of other great liberty-oriented shows, including your shows, Daryl, that yes. You do. You do multiple programs, including our newscast at the top of the hour, during our live and recorded shows, and FPP, what is it, the Freedom Minute?
Freedom Minute is a weekly that's been going on for 6 years.
Wow,
that's the longest running, and then there's the twice weekly. Right now it's twice weekly, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio.
Okay, all right. And those are all available, of course, on your website, fppradio.com. Yes. But they are many of the shows, or some of the shows, that air on LRN.FM. And LRN is primarily an internet streaming network, but we also have satellite channels, and those satellite channels are available for what is called free-to-air, meaning that anybody with a cheap dish and receiver can receive this channel 24 hours a day with no monthly fee. All you got to do is, you know, pay for the dish and the receiver, and then you get that. You get LRN.FM, and there's like hundreds of other free radio and television channels. Though why you would want to watch most of them, I don't know. But we're up there, and it is a way for new people to hear the show. And there actually are two satellites, one over North and Central America, the other over Sub-Saharan Africa. And of course, being on those satellites, while you can listen for free, it does cost money to get the channel up there. So if you want to help us spread the ideas of liberty to countries around the world, especially in Sub-Saharan Africa, where a lot of people will listen to satellite radio like LRN.FM because they don't have cable. They don't have the ability to pay for satellites, you know, paid satellite. They don't have the ability to have internet access. There may not even be internet access where they are. So if you value the idea of getting the ideas of liberty into those places too, then we've got a Patreon set up that can allow you to help us do that. So it's $2 a month. That's what we're asking for from the Patreon. You can go to fund.lrn.fm, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm to learn more about the Patreon there. There's a three-minute-long pitch video that you can watch that'll give you some more ideas about, you know, what is exactly going on here, what is free-to-air radio, how likely is it that people are listening to this. So check it out over at fund.lrn.fm. Let's go to Skype, where we haven't had Dave in Montana on in a long time. Dave, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey, yo, long time no talk, man. Give peace a chance, man.
Right on.
Hey, I'd like to remark on the fine people remark by Trump.
Yeah, where he was saying something about the marchers, apparently. He believes in Charlottesville contained some fine people.
Yeah, the way I interpreted that was there was peaceful people there on both sides wanting to exercise their First Amendment by having a peaceful protest and protest against keeping the statue or getting rid of the statue.
Mm.
Those people were cheated of their Second Amendment right by the violence from both sides.
You mean their First Amendment right?
That's what he was talking about. And he's the president. He has to protect the rights of the peaceful people that want to exercise their First Amendment.
And well, I mean, first of all, I got to say, I didn't hear Trump's quote, but I can understand the caller earlier who was saying that if you say that there are fine people in a group of racists, you know, carrying torches.
He didn't say that. He didn't say that.
Okay.
He said that there was fine people there. On both sides.
He said on both sides? Because I've heard it reported as
That's
though he was
he
talking
said.
About
he
the...
There, okay. He said there was fine people there on both sides. And that meant that there was peaceful people there on both sides wanting to exercise their First Amendment right.
Yeah, okay, I'm looking here. It does say both sides, apparently. He did say both sides.
Right. And nobody heard that. I heard it right off the bat. He was saying that peaceful people were cheated of their First Amendment right by the asshole.
Yeah, don't say that whole word there. Go ahead.
Right, sorry. by the jerks from both sides, the Antifa and the neo-Nazi and the white supremacist, there was peaceful people there that wasn't part of them. That statue represented their ancestry, their family members, their grandpa, their great-grandpa. You know, they had a right to be there to say, hey, we don't have to take down a statue, man. What's next, burning books or something? Grant and Lee shook hands a long time ago, you know. And it's just getting like...
The
most guilty people is the mayor and the police chief, because they could have stopped it right off the bat. They allowed that to happen.
That is true, from what I understand, from what we were told.
It seems like they were paid off to let it happen, to cause all of this. They want this.
Well, that's an interesting theory. I mean, it certainly could be true, because what Chris Cantwell said in our interview with him on Saturday night was that they had talked to the police in advance and had pulled some sort of a permit to have this protest at this location, and that the police had told them that they were going to make sure that it was clear of protesters. And while wherever it was that they were marching from, and their destination was this place with the statue in Charlottesville, while he said that there wasn't much opposition on the march when they arrived at the statue location, that the anti-fascists were already there and the police were nowhere to be found at that time. So that does back
your
theory.
That's a whole other the permit aspect of the whole thing. All right, this is my personal feelings. D-Day Lives Matter. You know, there was 12,000 guys that was sent to Europe to silence and kill Nazis. I don't understand why we give permits to Nazis in the first place. Ooh. And if you're going to give a permit to the Nazis, that means they're legally there to protest or say what they say. And if you get mad they say what they say, then don't give them the permit.
Well, okay, make so in the United States, you shouldn't have to have a permit to protest,
that's,
number
that's
one.
That's terrible.
So I think
permits are ridiculous.
I think you make a mistake when you go and ask for a permit in the first place.
They lost their freedom of speech, right? I think, you know,
because 12,000
lives were sacrificed to stop that.
No,
that
you don't lose your freedom of speech, right, just because you have an unpopular opinion. Now, I may vehemently disagree with racism, but I fervently agree that they should have a right to say what they want if they're in a public place or if they're on their own private property.
That, because that just lets them make themselves known. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Let's find out who these people are. In fact, some of the people at the march were outed.
They gave the permit. They gave the permit, and then they get mad that they want to be there. You know, that's a big problem.
Well, if there's and I'm, you know, by no means a legal expert, but, you know, like, I do know a few things. If there is some sort of, you know, city requirement, and I'm using air quotes there, where, you know, some city council somewhere says, if you want to have a demonstration of more than X number of people, we require you to have a permit. Well, the city council or whoever issues the permit is not allowed to participate in viewpoint discrimination.
That's
meaning
true.
That they are required to issue the permit to everybody
anybody.
That requests one, so long as there's not another group that has a permit for the same exact time.
That's correct.
And, you know, this leads into the question, and, you know, I don't know what the Charlottesville city ordinances say, but this leads into the question of, if a group has a permit to have a demonstration in a park at a given time, does that give them sole use of the park and everybody
No.
that's not part of their demonstration is not allowed in the park?
It does not. It does not. It's a public park, so anybody has to be allowed to enter and exit that public place during
which
the
would include the counter protesters.
Correct.
And those peaceful people that wanted to exercise that right was cheated from both sides. They because
well,
of the violence.
Based on the videos that I saw, I don't know how many peaceful people were there protesting.
I don't. That's the thing. Well, I don't necessarily know how many fine people were there either. Because as our caller earlier pointed out, if you're a fine person, you generally don't want to be seen around, you know, I don't know what the best word or the worst word.
Taliban.
Yeah, you don't want to be seen, you know, walking with those people or worse, even carrying a tiki torch, because it might suggest that maybe it's understandable that somebody might confuse you for, oh, I don't know, a neo-Nazi or white supremacist, which sort of makes you not really a fine person at all. Hey, thanks, Dave. And the same thing's true for the Antifa, so I'm glad you pointed out tonight. Thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Glad you pointed out about Trump did say it was, he claims there were fine people on both sides. And the Antifa people, in my opinion, I'm not sure which of them are worse.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.